Pennies, a necessary coin or an outdated nuisance? We'll share our 2 cents worth on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Southern New Hampshire University, thank you for making my mommy so happy.
Because of SNHU, Daddy does his homework with me.
Mommy and me are going to school.
We both learn a lot.
Now you can get that degree you've always wanted without sacrificing precious family time. Introduce yourself to Southern New Hampshire University. Our high-quality online programs are designed for people like you, busy adult learners who want to improve their careers on their own terms. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting WISH44 to 554433. Our personalized online approach provides all the individual flexibility, support, and encouragement needed every step of the way. And because we're nonprofit, our tuition is amongst the lowest in the country.
Thanks, SNHU. Great job, Mommy.
Take the first step. Get degree information and see how to apply online by texting WISH44 to 554433. Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed. Text WISH44 to 554433.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 2nd, the 214th day of the year. Novelist James Baldwin was born on this day. Every few years, a debate over abolishing the 1 cent coin seems to return, and both sides have some valid points. Estimates say it now costs 1.7 cents to make a penny. Try using one in a vending machine, parking meter, or toll booth. Still, most Americans say abolishing them is penny-wise but pound-foolish, citing the cost of rounding, the inconvenience, and concern for charities that rely on our loose change contribution. If popular support means anything, pennies will be around for a while. Surveys show a majority of Americans are in favor of keeping them, if only in jars, cans, and dresser drawers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.